Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Clays is Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Hi, Terry.
What a beautiful day it is out.
It is beautiful. Yes, it's very nice out.
I know we're going to get a couple days of weather, but then it's going to bounce right back to this. And with as many people off work as there are, they more of them should take advantage of during the week too. Are you finding that out at your place too? Is there more opportunities during the week?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of opportunities during the week. We're open every day, all the weekdays except Tuesdays. And we have seen, it's kind of like there's no boundaries. The weekends are running into the weekdays, et cetera, with so many people either off work or working from home. Lots of families, kids are out of school. So yeah, definitely the weekdays have been a little slower, but seeing a lot of people this weekend, we're starting out pretty busy today, though. A lot of people getting out enjoying the nice weather today.
Well, I'm sure. Well, and you have so much to offer there. You have the trap and skeet. You have sporting clays. You have the rifle and pistol range. And I know you do a lot of events there, too. Are we starting to see those being booked again, like fundraisers and things like that?
Well, we've got a few coming up that we're really excited about. Let's see, I'll get right into them. The first one, as you know, near and dear to our heart here, and especially JR, we're excited about the opportunity to still be able to do our 2020 Casts and Clays, which is coming up Sunday, June 7th. So that's the big, it's amazing what gets you excited these days, you know, like normally we have a ton of events this time of year and we're all bouncing off the walls getting ready for the Casts and Clays in a few weeks. So that's the big one we have coming up.
And then are you going to be taking some different fundraising approaches, too, as you go into this year?
Well, the other neat thing we have coming up, so Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th will be a nice, fun weekend for us. We are launching a new shoot or a new event on Saturday, June 6th. It's called Clays for Colorado. And what it will be is a round of sporting clays for $75 per shooter. All the proceeds are going to charities which are being nominated and voted on by the participants. So there's so many neat charities out there right now helping people that are either in need, the food banks, school supplies, lunches for kids, et cetera. So all the proceeds from that shoot will go to, you know, local charities, but the participants get to be the ones to decide where the proceeds go. This is the first time we've ever had this shoot, and I'm really, really excited about that one.
It sounds like a good time. Let's circle around to the Casts and Clays again. And I know that's JR's baby. It's good that he's not on today. He'd be just drooling.
I know.
So, yeah, but it is a great event. Kind of explain how that works to people.
Okay, well, so we have some great sponsors for this event. It's in partnership with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We do the fishing in the morning at Bar Lake State Park. It's a two-person team. They start fishing that morning at 7 a.m. Then they come to the range, and we will have a lunch ready for them, and then they shoot 50 sporting clays in the afternoon. And thanks to our sponsors, the major sponsor, Transwest Buick GMC, they donate cash for the prizes. We've got some great prizes. Well, cash is always good. And then we've got Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Tightline Outdoors, and Ramos Law all kicking in with prizes, lunch sponsor, et cetera. So, you know, it's a great event, to be honest. You know, we weren't really sure if we were going to be able to host it this year, and that was putting a few people around here into a small depression. But we're gung-ho. We have, JR just told me this morning, 5 spots available still. So it should be a really fun day. That's coming up Sunday, June 7th.
All right, and the best way to find out more about all these things would be to go to coloradoclays.com, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's on there, coloradoclays.com. In our calendar, we've got these events uploaded there, so that should be a really good one. It's always fun.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to ask you about, you know, we've seen we see this during crises and things. People get more interested in learning firearms. Concealed carry. Do you offer concealed carry courses out at Colorado Clays?
Yeah, we sure do. And as a matter of fact, we usually do just one a month and fill it up. We've actually added several courses because there is such a high demand of, you know, a lot of people who chose to make a firearm purchase the last couple of months. And thankfully, taking the steps to make sure that they know, you know, proper gun laws and handling and safety, et cetera. So we do have quite a few classes coming up. Our next class is June 19th. And as far as I know, there's still spots available for that. And like you mentioned, Terry, more information on these courses and events and whatnot at our website, coloradoclays.com.
All right. That sounds great. Anything else before I let you go?
No, it should be a great weekend to come on out to the range. You know, a lot of people are hesitant to travel too far from home, you know, camp, et cetera. So we are here. You know, we've got a lot of good people out here today, and the weather's nice. So if you need to get out of the house, come on out.
All right. I need to get out there myself and see you guys. It's been too long.
Yes, you
enjoy
do.
This weekend. Yeah, you enjoy this weekend, Corey.
Okay, thanks. You too, Terry.
You bet. We're going to take a quick time out, and Chad LaChance will join us on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.